Guava,
Did you say guava?
isn't that how you say it for Turkey Day for Thanksgiving? Guava, guava, guava. Guys,
welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode of
another spooky podcast.
Yay!
Yay! It's your co-host,
Karina Reyes. Bitch, you paused.
I never know who's gonna go first. Let's try. It's what, episode 6, and we still don't know how to do it.
I know,
intro.
It's episode 6, and we're still a little awkward on the okay. It's because we kind of make eye contact through Zoom.
No, we just look at each other.
She was nodding, so I was like, okay, I think it's my turn.
All right, let's do this again.
All right.
With your co-hosts,
Karina Reyes
and Irma Cornejo.
Ooh,
yay, we finally got it.
Yes, this is episode 6, so thank you so much, guys, for tuning in.
Yay, we're happy to have you guys back. You know, nothing new. We're same old, same old.
Yeah, nothing new other than my mic ended up breaking earlier this week. I was doing a podcast for one of my classes, and in the middle of recording that, my mic decided to break. But it's okay. I ordered a new one. And if I sound really bad right now, it's because I'm using my normal headphone mic and it's looking a little unprofessional the way I'm doing things. But
Karina's struggling, but she's doing her best. She's making it work.
Okay, you need to take a picture of me like this. Okay, and then we're going to take a picture of me like
okay, I'm going to take a picture of like the expectations versus the reality. Okay, expectations, reality. We're going to have to post this on our story, so make sure to follow us on Instagram at another spooky podcast.
It's and okay because
Twitter too.
Mm-hmm, we come from humble beginnings. And this is going to build us to the level that we want one day. So if, you know, we ever make it really big, well, we hope we do. And we have this really cool setup, equipment, and, you know, whatever. We're going to think about that one time when I was struggling with my mic.
Life just keeps humbling us, Karina.
I know. Dude. It was the duendes, and now it's my mic. And it's like, dang, okay.
The duendes coming back like, nah, dude. Let's break it.
Imagine
they heard us talking shit.
And when I was sleeping, bro, and they were like, damn, this bitch sleeps really good.
For real? She didn't even wake up.
Didn't even notice. I heard knocked out, bro. Oh, they're here playing with me.
They're like knocking shit over. You're still
dude, okay.
Over there.
Talking about that, this is a little thing, but okay, when I was little, my mom used to tell me that when I would go to sleep and I would wake up with bruises, and she'll be like, oh, la bruja te chupó en la noche, or like, oh, la bruja came and sat on top of you when you're sleeping.
Oh, no, I've never heard that.
Okay, then never mind. But I was thinking about that. I was like, this is brujas, bro. Talking about brujas.
Yeah, speaking of brujas. So,
what do you want to tell them?
Yeah, I'll say it. So we're thinking that episode 7 should be a topic that we both want to cover. And we've decided that we want episode 7 to be on brujas or witches. Maybe we'll focus on Mexico. I don't know, but we'll see when we get there.
Yeah, we've been planning about this since the beginning of this podcast. Actually, we always really talked about experiences from Mexico, and especially brujas, since it's such a prominent and a thing that a lot of people witness or they know about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very very interesting. I feel like it's something that I feel like a lot of people can relate, and they'll love to learn more about. and it's super creepy and it's awesome and I love it.
Yeah, super interesting, you know.
Yeah, I hope you guys will like that. So keep that in mind. That's for next week. That's going to be a special bonus episode. So hopefully you guys like that.
Yeah, it'll kind of be structured like the Duendes episode. And if you haven't listened to the Duendes episode, go listen now. So you guys get an idea of how we're going to structure it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube. And don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts so we can become more searchable and people can find out about our podcast. And that way you guys are updated for the next episode on Brujas. I'm excited. That one's going to be really spooky.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm still looking forward to it. I was actually talking to my mom and my tia about it today.
Uh-huh.
And they were telling me all these like creepy ass stories from El Pueblo.
Oh, scary.
And I was like, oh shit, man, what the fuck? And they were like, yeah, dude. Like, they were like, this is why you don't know brujeria. And I was like, oh, and me looking at brujeria right after.
Did they and say it like that?
Dude, yes. Okay. I've been on TikTok and recently I've been watching like brujeria videos, which is so bad, right? I don't know me doing that, but I don't do any of the brujeria, but I watch like other people do brujeria.
Yeah.
On TikTok.
Girl, you're still doing it. I'm just kidding.
No, but okay, there's like, I guess like the younger audience, like teenagers or, you know, people, mm-hmm. they don't really know the consequences of doing it. And so there's people who actually do know the consequences. So like, for example, there's this lady on TikTok and she does, I don't know if it's called like brujeria, and you know, mm-hmm. per se, but if it's more like a, like her just kind of teaching people what to do if they get sick and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, there's other, the teenagers kind of got a hold of her videos and they started doing it, like how to make a, your crush fall in love with you.
Oh and my god,
like, do it, bro. And it's funny because they roast them, they're like, yeah, yeah, guys, keep, you know, keep an eye out for that one. It's gonna come out next week.
So exciting. I'm so excited. Karina, should we get started on this week's episode?
Yes, let's get started. So, for this week's episode, Irma actually got the topic of paranormal, right?
I did.
And she ended up getting Peru. So, we're very excited to hear this story or experiences that she looked into.
Yay, I'm so excited. So this week, like Karina said, it is Peru, and honestly the only thing that I concluded from my research, because I couldn't really decide on a topic, it was really hard, so the only thing that I concluded is that I need to go to Peru soon and just explore. Like that's all I could think of, you know. I couldn't think of anything else. I couldn't freaking decide on a topic. I was telling Karina that I had like three topics in mind that I wanted to cover, and I just kept deleting them and being like, no, 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 I'll do the next one. No, 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 I'll do the next one. And I finally, I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do this one. Like, whatever, it's fine.
It's so, okay, because that happened to me last before the Nathari killers. I was gonna do paranormal, and I think initially,
yeah,
and then I switched it over to the true crime last minute, but it's okay because, you know, make the best stories that way.
Yeah, exactly. So like I was saying, my topic was really hard to pick because Peru is really haunted. Like there's a whole bunch of places that are haunted and there's so many paranormal activity. And I honestly think it's because there's so much history to Peru and so much culture in Peru. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I struggled so hard. I was stuck between some places, and some of the places included the Belisca y Convento de San Francisco in Lima, Peru, Machu Picchu, and the one that I picked. Mm-hmm. So before revealing my pick, I kind of wanted to talk just a little bit about the Convento de San Francisco, because it's a really fucking cool place. And I can't go on with it with this episode without talking at least a little bit about it. Karina, have you heard of it?
No, actually, I haven't heard of anything relating to Peru. I know they do have a lot of like paranormal activities over there, mm-hmm. and like encounters. I actually have a friend from Peru, and I remember him talking about it or mentioning it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I know he mentioned like Machu Picchu and stuff like that, but I've never really looked into anything.
Dude, it's so nice.
I like further into any research and stuff.
Yeah.
It's cool, dude. I'm really excited, actually.
Yay! We need to go, though, to Peru one day. But
don't you have to hike a lot?
Well, to go to Machu Picchu, yeah.
Bitch.
You could take a bus up, and bitch, it's only a 15-minute.
Bitch, I'm from that.
We don't walk out here. No, I know. Okay. But you could take a 15-minute bus ride and get up there. So okay, that's what probably what I would do.
I know. I'm so uncultured.
Yeah.
Like, get your fat ass up that shit.
My fatty self can't walk up that.
I know. Oh, wow.
And
oh,
the whatever. Altitude doesn't help, you know?
I love it. But you know what? I'll do it because it's Peru.
Yeah, dude, I'm down.
Girl, why am I acting like I have never done it? We ran marathons. Okay.
For real? We really did though.
Dude, we ran like LA marathons, and that's like 26.3 miles.
Two.
Yeah. 26.2 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
We've done it more than once.
Yeah,
so,
I remember.
Yeah, we're tripping, bro.
I know, we could do it with the fun.
I feel like city girls.
But... Yeah, for real. We're over here running marathons or whatever.
Yeah, we're stupid. Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll do it. Fuck it. We'll hike it up. Who cares? Anyways, so yeah, I want to talk a little bit about just a brief summary about the Basilica y Convento de San Francisco. It's a very beautiful church that was blessed in 1674. So it's a very, very old church. The convent has a huge freaking library with over 25,000 antique texts, some of which predated the conquest. So it was before the Spanish came. And aside from having like a huge, beautiful church, there is a dark side to it. So at the bottom of the church, there are catacombs that are under the church. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what made it like stand out to me were the catacombs. And there's a mass burial that went on until 1808. Like for...
Oh, dang. That's a lot of spirits over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And there was about 25,000 bodies that were in those catacombs when it was discovered in 1943.
Mm, dang.
Yeah. So I just wanted to mention it. Maybe we'll put up some pictures of it because it looks really crazy. And then I also wanted to cover Machu Picchu, but that's for another episode, I guess.
If you guys are fans of The Strokes, they have a song called Machu Picchu. And it's pretty good. So you guys should listen to it.
In Karina.
That's why I've always wanted to go to Peru.
Really?
They have a song called Machu Picchu.
Dang, girl, I've been watching.
Watch me be wrong and they don't have a song.
that would make no, my day.
I'm a big fan of this show. I'm a big.
Dude, everyone's going to come for you now.
And they do have a song called Machu Picchu. But shout out to Julian Casablancas. I love you, boo. Okay.
Anyways, now I know you guys are all wondering, it's literally said no one ever, but I know you guys are all wondering or what place I picked the Real Felipe Fortress. Do you know what that is, Karina?
No, at all.
Okay, well that's perfect because I'm going to talk about it.
Dude, okay, wait, hold on.
Okay, what's up?
Okay, so why didn't anyone tell me that it's not Machu Picchu, it's Machu Picchu? Okay, so yeah, continue. I hate you, Irma.
We just had to take a moment.
Sorry, okay. Boo. Okay, no,
you're good. Okay, so a brief history of the Real Felipe Fortress. It was built by the Spanish Empire in 1746 at the main port of Lima in the harbor of, I'm gonna say this wrong, and I'm so sorry. Callao? Callao? I don't know, I'm sorry, guys. This port was very important to the Spanish because it was the main access point for them to reach the quote unquote New World colonies. And the Spanish were also getting silver and gold that was being mined by the indigenous population of Peru. So the biggest problem with this port was that there was a lot of pirates in the area, and they started noticing that the Spanish were getting a lot of silver, a lot of gold from the indigenous population, and therefore they were making a lot of money. So the pirates were like, bro, we got to take their shit and steal that money. You know, we want it. So they kept attacking the port. And obviously, the Spanish were not okay with this because they were losing the money. So that's when they decided to build the Real Felipe Fortress. And they actually named it after the Spanish King Felipe V. So in 1782, to increase the protection of the fort, they created two smaller forts within the same vicinity and they named it San Miguel and San Rafael. So throughout history, the Real Felipe Fortress saw a lot of war with pirates and war for independence from Spain. And today, the fortress is used as a military base. And inside of the fortress, there is a military museum, and there are tours that people can take around the fortress. And maybe if you take a tour, you might actually encounter a ghost that roam in the halls of Real Felipe Fortress. So there's a lot of history there. There's a lot of death. And with a lot of death and a lot of history, there's ghosts. Or at least I like to think there is. There are some ghost encounters associated with the fortress. One of the most famous legends that surround Real Felipe Fortress is the Lady in White. And Karina. Karina's making a face at me. I know you guys can't see it, but
I was
she's
like,
like,
bitch, what
bitch.
you say?
La Llorona is back.
Bitch, what you say? This bitch is always back, bro. Like,
For real, she's everywhere.
same for the
No.
Mexico. I'm tired of that.
Yeah, so the lady in white is said to haunt. What the hell? Bro, there was something.
Very mean.
I'm just kidding. I just got a message from Zoom and it threw me off. I'm sorry for scaring I'm sorry for scaring you. I didn't see anything. It was just a pop-up message from Zoom.
Look at me like that.
Like, what, bitch? That's my face. Kata,
Thought you saw something in my room.
No, I got a pop-up message and I panicked. I'm sorry. I'm over here giving
I
Karina
thought,
a heart
no, dude,
attack.
because that was,
Oh,
because I was really in your, oh my God, my voice just even got squeaky. Because I was really into your story, bro, and you're just looking at me like this, watch. I was like, something right here. You're like, oh, dude, I saw something. And I was like, what the my house is already haunted, bro.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. I didn't see
Oh.
shit. I swear, Karina, I didn't see anything. It was just a pop-up message, and I was trying to read it. That's why I looked so like
You're like
mad
this.
because I was confused.
You're like, are you concerned, bro? Like,
Was so confused.
oh.
I could.
Well, at least you know that I will be the first one to book it. You'll be like, bitch.
Bye.
All right. Well, okay. You know, you're giving me a heart attack. Literally turn right.
My bad.
It's so embarrassing. Okay.
Okay. Anyways, so as I was saying before Zoom rudely interrupted me and I gave Karina a heart attack, one of the famous legends that surround Real Felipe Fortress is that there's a lady in white that haunts the drawbridge in the King's Tower, and she only haunts at midnight.
This bitch is on a whole ass schedule, so she only comes out at midnight, so if you don't go during that time, then you're fucking good. Anyways, you don't really want to go at night because it's low-key really fucking creepy. Besides just the lady in white, there are other fucking ghosts, so.
But there's a ghost there that I think scares me more than the lady in white. Because, you know, it's just the typical Llorona. Whatever, you know, yeah, I was scared in episode 2, but it's episode 6 and I ain't that scared no more. Yeah.
Over that bitch.
Yeah. She comes up. I'm like that. I'm just kidding, Yorona, don't come for us. Bro. Okay. Anyways, so the thing that scares me more than the lady in white is that there's a little ghost boy that also haunts the fortress. And the little ghost boy is typically described as a young kid around 2 years old, with 1800s sailor attire. And people who see him say that they typically see him in the governor's house or in military displays, which I was watching an episode of Ghost Hunters International and they ended up going there. And that's kind of how I stumbled on this specific location, and they did an investigation, but to be honest, I didn't really like the episode. It was kind of dumb. Mm-hmm. But they did capture like something moving in the military displays, and they think that was the little boy. But again, I didn't really like that episode. So they also say that they see the little boy like at the corner of their eye when they're not really like paying attention, like they're looking at something else, and they'll kind of mm-hmm. see something moving, and when they turn, they kind of see him like running away. Or like you see like the figure of a little mm-hmm. boy running away. So I don't think the boy is trying to do anything bad, but he's still scary, and I don't trust little kid ghosts. You know, they could be little demons, fucking, I don't know, duendes, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I also was watching, because there's a lot of YouTube videos on ghost like adventures where they go to this location, but they're all in Spanish, so if you don't understand Spanish, it'll be a little hard. But I was watching one and they put like a little toy ball and some little candies, and they caught on video that the ball was just like rolling. It was really scary.
I mean, I would just assume that was the wind.
They were inside though.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
there was like right. a window open,
but it was still scary. I still got scared. I think Karina's just mad at me because I scared her. She's over my story. No. But yeah, they usually do see like the little boy. They'll just like catch a glimpse of him. They don't usually see like a full body apparition. So another presence that people feel when they're in the fortress is they feel this young soldier. The legend goes that the soldier ended up jumping from the Queen's Tower because he saw the enemies approaching, and instead of waiting to face his fate, he ended up just jumping off the tower and killing himself. People, when they're on that tower, they say that they feel sadness and fear, and they feel this urge to jump off.
I don't know, but I think that's pretty scary. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. So
like energies, right? Like you just feel the energy in your body when there's something like a presence, or like I think we mentioned that in episode 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
How sometimes you just feel it.
Yeah.
It's not.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm either thinking like it's like just that energy, that built up energy, you know, or like a residual haunting where it's just like constantly in a loop, like playing over and over in time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. Yeah, I didn't really think about that, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it is a residual haunting because I don't think there's a lot of sightings of him actually at the tower. So maybe it's just
I
that
think there's
energy.
a difference between actually seeing like a sighting, a presence, or like a ghost, a spirit, whatever you want to call that, and actually feeling it. And I feel like as humans, we have a good sense of what we feel around us. And I feel like a lot of people dismiss that, but that's a different story. But if you don't dismiss that, you'll totally feel it. You will feel like someone's behind you. And then you're like, oh shit, like I feel like there's someone behind me or
Or
looking
like
at me.
looking at you,
Yeah. Maybe it's that. It's that feeling of,
yeah.
bitch, stop looking at me. You're scaring me.
There's a little ghost boy right behind you.
I'm so this bitch. Fuck them kids.
Karina, don't turn around. Don't
Fuck them
fucking turn around,
kids.
bro. No,
Fuck them
just
kids. Loki, if you were right there and you were getting like chased by a little ghost boy, you're not gonna do something or what?
I'm gonna fucking run, bitch. I ain't even gonna think about it.
Are you
I'm
gonna fight? Are
running.
you gonna throw hands?
No, I'm just gonna run. I just gotta be faster than the person next to me.
We're trying to say.
I'm gonna trip you.
Just because I'm a little chunky doesn't
No.
mean whoa, 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 Irma, please.
My gosh.
Apologize right now.
I'm sorry, Karina.
Hurt my feelings. I feel like I can outrun the ghost boy.
I think you can. I think you can. But I'm gonna trip you, so he
Okay,
gets you
well,
instead
maybe
of
I'm gonna
me.
trip you.
Yeah.
We're gonna be
The
too busy fighting each other.
ghost is gonna be like, what the fuck? Like, he's just gonna leave. Yeah, so another popular area where there seems to be a lot of ghost activity is the dungeon, because like I said, it is a military base and it was a fort, so they did have an area for prisoners of war or pirates. There's this really creepy dungeon area and it's like very tiny and very narrow, but they used to fit hundreds of people in this little area. So there would be people like piled up on each other, and obviously it was nasty and like, you know, diseases everywhere. People were dying. Dying, and they would barely feed them. They would just leave them in there and let them starve to death, basically. I think this tower where the dungeon is at is in the King's Tower. I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me on that. But I think that tower is actually closed to the public because there's so much paranormal activity. Not even the soldiers that are currently stationed there, they don't even go in that area.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a little
I
creepy.
want
You think they'll let us?
to go. I feel like they'll let us.
Think they would. I don't know if I
Yeah.
want to go
Dude, have
though.
you seen those TikTok videos where it's like when you're distracting like the cops
Yeah.
or whatever?
That's gonna be me
That's gonna be
distracting
me.
the ghost from you for
Yeah.
you to
You're
go
gonna be
in.
no, you're gonna be distracting the guards and I'm gonna be entering.
Go Karina, take a video.
Like, I got you, bitch. Anything for the podcast.
Anything for the podcast, take it away
Anything
for
for
the
content.
team.
I'm dead.
Oh
Okay.
no, we're definitely gonna do that. We're gonna take a trip to Peru. Don't question us, you know,
We
don't
might
tell
sneak
us.
in, we might get arrested, but we'll do it for
We're
the
doing
content.
it for you guys, so make sure to like and subscribe. Rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, please.
Oh, buy my flight ticket right now.
You ain't fucking down.
Bitch, don't ever say that.
The next episode, we're gonna be like, hey, welcome to episode 7. We're in Peru.
And guess what, guys? We're in Peru.
Anyways, in the dungeon where Karina's gonna go, there seems to be like a lot of screams, disembodied voices, knocks, footsteps.
A lot of spooky shit.
Yeah, exactly. And I was watching that video on YouTube, the one with the mall, but they were saying that the soldiers, the current soldiers now, they put a angel, like a statue of an angel, into the tower because they feel like they're protected when they have to go and check it out. And they said that there's been plenty of times where they go back into that tower and the angel isn't in the same place where they left it.
it's probably, you know, the
little
ghost boy.
What she said?
I get all of my dogs from TikTok. Please excuse me.
Yeah, they said that like they find it in different places than where they left it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they still feel protected with it, so they still obviously leave it in there. That's pretty much the ghost version of it. There's just so much history to it, and like again, so much death that it makes sense that it would be so freaking haunted, you know. But it was a scary place, but a beautiful place at the same time that I definitely want to visit and do ghost adventures there.
I know, dude. I feel like it's a wonderful place to visit. I feel like this is a destination that a lot of people would love to go to.
Dude, we need to write that on our list and just stay at like the haunted hotel, go to Machu Picchu.
It's not Michu Picchu. It's
Machu Picchu.
I feel like you let me go throughout the whole episode without correcting me on certain words. And then people are probably listening like, doesn't this bitch mean this and that? And I do mean that, but you get away with things.
I'm a horrible co-host.
Okay, there's in Oaxaca, there's a story very similar to that. And I forgot where it's at. It's near where my parents live. I know that because I was little and went on this tour, like a ghost tour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't really like a ghost tour, but kind of like a history tour, whatever the fuck they have. I know, us being tourists in our own little.
I do that.
But whatever. I guess my parents just wanted us to know a little bit more since we didn't really grow up there. We just went to go visit over the summers.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to this one temple. I don't know. I'm going to look it up and see what I can find. And basically, like, people would go inside, like a ritual type of thing. They'll go inside. It's like an all closed. It looks like a temple, kind of like a, and it's not a pyramid, you know, but
yeah,
it looks
know like what I know what you mean.
And it was super random too. And I don't know if they were lying to me. I don't know. But they told me that people would go in. So there's this bell. I remember there was a bell because I saw it in person. So it's not like, you know, people just told me. I saw there's a bell in the middle. And they told me that if you go inside, you're going to get lost. You're going to get lost. You're never going to be able to find the exit.
That's scary.
And that's why it's locked to the public. Uh-huh. Like people can't go inside because people have sneaked in and they have stayed there. They've gotten lost in there because like people will go inside. Even if you crack open the door or like the gate or whatever, it's a door. You'll go inside, you'll lock it, it's gone. It's not going to be behind you anymore.
Oh my God, yeah. That's so scary.
And there's like three hallways or whatever inside the little thing.
Uh-huh.
There's three hallways and I guess one leads to the exit, but no one ever gets it right, so they always end up going to the wrong one and they disappear. They're like,
where do those lead, do you know? Or is it like kind of like part of,
I mean, no one has, I don't know,
gotten out.
I guess like they believe that like spirits lived in that one temple and someone happened to open that shit up and let them out. So what happened was that they had planned that already in case someone was to let like the door open and let all of those spirits out. So they planned kind of like little forts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, I mean, dude, I am not lying. I'm going to look this shit up. But there's little like butt walls, like a four wall thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle, it's like empty. And supposedly like people would from the little pueblo village or whatever, they'll run in there and that would keep them protected from the spirits. And there's like random ones too. Like there's one here, there's one over here, there's one over there. It's crazy,
dude. That's so cool.
Yeah. And then I guess like one time like they let them out or whatever and they had to go hide there or stay in there.
Yeah. How do they know like when they're out? Like do you just see them or is there like something bad happening or how do they know that they're out?
No, I was so little. So little when I was told this story.
Mm-hmm.
Just now when you were mentioning it, it sounded so alike because that's kind of how I was when I heard it. That's how I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really sure about like the details, but because it's been like years, but I remember being in there and going on the tour, and they told us all about like, because I, you know, we would ask like, oh, what are those? And they'll be like, oh, like people would come here and this was like protection mm-hmm. for like when the spirits were let out. And this is what they would like, they would stay here and protect themselves because they wouldn't be able to enter that little fort or whatever. Dang, and they dude. Told us about the people that would go inside the temple and mm-hmm. they would never find themselves out. Like they would get stuck in there. That's mm-hmm. why it was closed from the public. Like no one could go inside.
That's so fucking crazy.
Yeah, because people would get lost in there. They would never be able to find their way back.
Dude, I need to go to that.
Yeah. And so like, I guess like they don't, you know, destroy it because of those spirits
mm-hmm.
that are inside. Well, yeah, right? Because kind of the story goes that people who enter get lost in there. And yeah. they stay and they basically die in there.
I don't know.
But it's crazy. I don't know if it's true. I might be, they probably lied to me when I went on this tour, but... I remember, bro. I might look it up. And if I don't find anything, I'm going to go back and look for that tour guide.
You're going to be like, I'm fully free.
I'm actually going to ask my parents tonight. That's funny.
Do it. I post the pictures if you get it.
Mm-hmm. But yes, thank you, Irma. I had so much fun hearing about this.
Sorry it was a short mm-hmm. little baby one. Decide on which one to do. Like there were so many good ones in Peru.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to like go back and do like another episode on Peru.
No, it was so good. I enjoyed it.
Okay, so we're gonna find out what continent Karina's episode is gonna be based on for not the next episode, because the next episode is gonna be on Brujas, but the following episode is gonna be Karina's episode. So let's see, let me spin the wheel and let's find out. You got Europe. Yay. So okay, Karina, so do you want to find out what specific country in Europe you're going to do?
Yes, bitch.
All right, let's spin it. Oh, girl, I'm excited for you. Guess what you got?
Oh, okay. I got England.
No. You got Sweden. Yay!
Oh, isn't that where Nikki Tutorials is from?
I don't know. Is it?
Yay, Sweden!
Woo! Karina.
Are they doing really good right now with like COVID?
Yeah, good job, Sweden. That's what I heard, true.
Yeah, I fuck with them heavy.
Yeah, same. I'm excited.
Yay, yeah, dude, I'm excited too.
Yay. Okay, so now we're going to spin the wheel to find out whether Karina is going to do a Swedish paranormal or a Swedish true crime case.
Mm-hmm.
So let's find out. And you got... someone behind you, bitch.
Not the way.
This is an ASMR podcast. This is the ghost boy behind you, and I'm gonna get you, Karina.
Nunca me voy a olvidar de lo que me has
hecho. Everyone logged off, bro. They left. They unsubscribed. We got one star.
Well, anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. And thank you so much, Irma, for this awesome episode. And once again, we're a little sorry that we kind of slacked off this week. I do go to school.
Yes.
Finishing for my bachelor's and work. And I know Irma has a really grown-up job right now. And I mean, congrats to her. Yeah. But she's super busy sometimes too. And this is kind of our fun little side thing. So.
But I think Karina put it very well. Like, we are very busy and we apologize, but we promise we'll get our shit together eventually. Maybe episode 7, probably episode 7. Hopefully,
right? episode 7. Episode 7, episode 8. This is like the end of the month, which is like a lot of projects are due, yeah. And a lot of homework and kind of like work, you know.
Holidays.
Pandemic. Yeah, holidays, more extra hours at work. So,
yeah, so getting that shmoney.
Bear with us a little bit. We're trying to get good equipment. You know, my mic is coming in. So, shout out to my job because I am working for that shit. So. I am putting in effort. Irma's putting in effort, but time, there's a lot, just enough time in the day, you know, for us to do everything. But we're trying our hardest, so kind of bear with us, and hopefully you guys will like our next podcast episode.
Yay! Thank you guys for tuning in, and don't forget to follow us on our social media on Instagram at
Another Spooky Podcast.
On Twitter at
A Spooky Podcast.
And send us a Gmail at
A Spooky Podcast
at gmail.com.
Yeah. And if you guys ever want to look up our other social medias and have the links for all the platforms that we're currently using in order to put out this podcast for y'all, you can find that on our Instagram on Linktree. It's on our bio.
Yes, and make sure to rate us 5 stars on Apple and follow and subscribe and whatever you do on Apple and Spotify, but do that. But yeah, yes, and thank you share so with much. Your friends, but we'll see you next time.
All right, bye.